And we welcome to Sonop Khambos this morning, Samantha Choles. She's the communications manager for the Paper Manufacturers Association of South Africa. And we want to talk about
paper. Morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Niels and Andre. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. And how are you doing?
I'm cold here in Gauteng. I wish I was down in the low south.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I've seen the temperatures. It looks quite chilly up there.
Yes.
Samantha, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We've got quite a couple of questions, but won't you just start with an introduction? Exactly, precisely what it is that you do.
So the Paper Manufacturers Association looks after the interests of the paper manufacturers of South Africa. These are the people that make our toilet paper, our cardboard boxes, our office paper, magazines, or the paper for magazines, not so much in South Africa, but also the paper in our newspapers. So they perform a very vital role. And there's obviously a lot of sort of misinformation that goes myths around paper and paper use, and also, you know, a little bit of misunderstanding and people not knowing how to or how why to recycle their paper.
Mm. So the paper industry has been sort of vilified in the last while for deforestation and being this the evil company that breaks the world down and so on. But is there something being done about the management of this?
So I think that's one of the biggest myths is, and I'm sure your listeners in sort of your area in Mpumalanga in particular, is plantation forests are the trees that supply the paper that our members make and also recycled paper. And these trees are farmed. So when we think about farming mealies or farming wheat, we farm trees. We farm trees to make paper. So like farmers farm corn to make maize meal and our cornflakes.
Yes.
Our industry farms trees to make timber for pallets and windy houses and even homes. And then the trees are used to also make fiber, wood fiber that then goes into pulp and paper. Mm. And I think what's important to understand is that with farming, you're not just taking out your crop and then leaving it. You're planting it all the time. And so we have about 1.2 million hectares of plantations in South Africa, and only 10% of these plantations are ever harvested in 1 year. So that's only a very small portion. And that same area is planted within 12 months. And I often say to my children when we were driving to the Kruger Park, I said, oh, look, they've cut the trees this year, this little plot of trees, but next year we'll see them growing again. There'll be baby trees there, and that's always the case. Mm. So there's a lot of misunderstanding. You know, deforestation is around when we don't replant, and the forestry industry replants. So when we take out a whole bunch of trees to build a shopping mall or a housing development, that is deforestation.
Yeah.
We're not replanting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but there you mitigate it by planting indigenous trees and grasslands and things like that.
I want to ask you something interesting, which it just crossed my mind. In the paperless era that we are currently moving into, you know, there's more and more sort of drives going paperless. Does this have, at this stage of the game, any effect on the production of paper?
Oh, most certainly. We've seen a decline worldwide in what you call graphic paper, printing and writing paper. I mean, I just this week read around Media 24 sort of maybe closing down some of its larger newspaper titles and moving online.
Yeah.
So we are in a digital era. We cannot turn the tide against that. But what we have to get people to understand that online or paperless is not necessarily greener, because I'm sitting in front of my laptop and I'm looking at a screen which is plugged into a PowerPoint, which is most likely drawing power from a coal power station.
Yes.
And so that, you know, we don't think about that gray energy, the energy we don't see. And I think that's where people say, oh, we'll save a tree and don't print, or save a tree and read it on screen. That's a big myth. And when we print paper, so if you've got a really large, I always say to people, if you've got a really large document that you're going to refer to every single day or every week, print it out.
Yeah.
Print
yeah.
it double-sided, if you will. But print it out, because then you can refer to it as often as you like. But yep. every time you fire up your laptop, you open your laptop, you open that document, you're using energy. Hmm. And so that when we get that message, then we realize that actually online is not always better. It has its place. Obviously, it's accessible. We are able to. I was just listening to your radio station just before we went on air. Just listening to your music, I wouldn't be able to do that without being online. And you wouldn't be able to tweet and have social media without having a digital era. But there is still a place for paper, because there's also packaging. It's toilet paper. It's kitchen towels. It's cereal boxes. It's your coffee cup that we all love, have our nice cappuccino.
Yeah.
So all of those are still paper. So if we had to say, no, we must go paperless, well, then we've got a bit of a problem in the morning.
It's actually quite true. Very interesting, because, you know, people use the term very easily without really thinking.
Certain times you don't want to go paperless.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to
go paperless. No, you don't want to go paperless.
Samantha, I'm sitting and I'm actually just having a quick look around myself in the studio here. And I'm sitting with the Annie Bos pamphlet in my hand. And I'm just wondering, what percentage of paper in circulation, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot here for a figure, but what percentage of paper that is in circulation at the moment is recycled?
So, fortunately, you're not putting me on the spot, but on average, South Africa as a country recycles about 1.1 million tons of paper and paper packaging each year.
Yeah.
But that is still about 65% of recoverable paper. And when we speak about recoverable paper, we're talking about paper that can be recycled.
Yes.
We can't recycle toilet paper because it goes down the
list. Preferably not.
We can't recover the boxes that go off our shores that carry all our oranges and fruit and wine to other countries.
Mm.
It's about 2 million tons of paper that are available for recycling in the country. So there is still a large portion of paper that can still be recovered. And what is a frightening statistic is that the country is about 122 million tons of waste per year. That's across the board.
Yeah.
And only 10% is recycled or recovered by other uses.
So what can...
And so if we're wanting to... Yeah, it's a scary fact. Our landfills are filling up.
Yeah, yeah.
And for every one ton of paper collected, that saves about 3 cubic meters of space.
Mm.
So when you're looking over a year, that's three. I'm not a mathematician, but that's 3.3 million cubic meters.
It's a lot
of landfill. It's a lot of space. And I think the other thing is with recycled paper, it has a value. It's not waste. I get very people upset when people say it's waste paper. I'm like, no, it's not waste. We can recycle it because it has a value. Just like plastic and glass and tin. When we, I'm not sure what the situation is in Mpumalanga, but like we have a lot of people, especially in urban areas, with their trolleys and they're collecting all of our recyclables. What I say to people is one of the easiest ways to do two things that was, kill two birds with one stone.
Yep.
I can't forget the Afrikaans saying. But you're supporting them by giving them saleable material. They can go to a buyback center and earn some money.
Mm.
And B, you're keeping your paper packaging and your plastic and your whatever out of the landfill.
Absolutely.
So putting out cardboard boxes, your take-a-lot boxes and your check of 60-60 bags and your paper bags, things that they will take, your tin cans, your plastic bottles, that they can then earn money from. And then it's beneficial, and you feel good. And your bin space, you're not taking as much bin space up. And I put out my bin on a weekly basis, and it's a third full. And also the important thing about separating your paper from source so that they don't have to dig into your bin.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not wet and yucky with chicken bones or dog poo and things like that. You know, let's be real. Like, just, I think we've got to be just be like just treat people with some kindness and dignity, yeah. and just say, well, you know, don't put it in your beanie bin.
Yeah.
Keep it separate, keep it dry and clean, and then that's better quality that goes into the paper system to then make new products that we'll use every day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. We've got them here, and I must say they do make a difference. What, apart from allowing them and supporting them, like you've explained now, by separating, etc., how else can anybody listening now contribute? What would your advice be to contribute to the recycling process?
So I think, yeah, definitely having a system in your home, you know, the kitchen, your bathroom. I've got two bins in my bathroom, one for waste and one for recycling. So like your toilet roll core and maybe cardboard boxes from any cosmetics or toothpaste boxes. You're having a bin in your kitchen for your recyclables. The thing with paper, it has to be kept clean and dry.
Because
when it's a natural product, when it gets wet, it starts to degrade.
Yep.
And then keeping that paper clean and dry and having it available to give to your collectors. And if you don't have collectors, then you've got to probably do a little bit of research and then find out maybe there's a drop-off center at a shopping center or at a school or any other. There are sometimes a lot of community centers that take recycling. Mm. And just those few things can make a massive difference. Because if we can just each and every person reduce our waste footprint, it can make a huge difference to what we're putting into a big hole in the ground every year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
These are things that we hear every so often, but it's good to be reminded of this and to make sure that we are actually recycling, because it's an extra step in our day that actually makes a huge difference. On a global scale of this, and also, you know, it makes us feel good when we do something a little bit right. The next step to human evolution, I think, is recycling. Must be.
Samantha, thank you so very much for speaking to us. It was really awesome and very informative, and it was great to just hear, the actual reason why it is so important.
Thank you. No, it was only a pleasure.
Samantha Choles, Communications Manager for the Paper Manufacturers Association of South Africa. Thank you so much for your time. Now we get it. We get it a little bit better.
Thank you, Samantha. Keep well. Have a wonderful
Samantha.
Day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.